When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's impossibly worse kind of music because it's a non-danceable EDM.
It's groovable.
It is.
It's groovable.
Yeah,
it gets smooth. Mixed reviews.
It's new smooth jazz. Reviews. People, what are the mixed reviews? Terrible to awful.
Well, that's welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to Here's the Scenario. I'm one of your lovable hosts, Brendan Saglow, being joined with me as always
by Mike Cannon and also
Mike Feeney,
and I'm Ari Shaffir. I'm the guest today. And I thought this was a new podcast completely.
No, we've been doing it for 2 years.
You'd like this.
Why don't you guys rebrand? Like, are you garbage?
We did.
We just did.
No, you kept the same name. You kept the same name.
No. HTS.
We're calling it HTS.
HTS is not bad. It's a way to do it for sure.
Yeah.
How about the Book of Scenarios? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. We've
mire and mediocrity for this long. It's time to fucking cut it. You're a good team, but it's not going anywhere.
Well, you know,
if you knew about the discussion,
we try to get guests to come on to kind of like boost the show and get seen, but some of the guests take 16 years to get on the show.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's
put
not our
tell you what, I'll call down.
I'll call Soda right now. I'll get Soda on for
he's
you.
On he's next. On next.
That's the fucking joke, you idiot.
Oh, okay.
Next week.
You fucking idiot. Fuck.
You fucking idiot. Dipshit.
I don't know everything you know.
I was on the next thread. Steph Stone is coming in at 2.
Well, if you're new to the show, we do scenarios, what ifs, shit like that. Yeah. Try not to curse within the first 15.
I mean, that's out the fucking
door. That YouTube algorithm, don't curse the first 30 seconds.
We're like, let's not do it, dude.
Dude, how lame is it that everyone's bleeping out, like, even in like YouTube clips or Instagram,
really
the O in porn or the S dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You literally have to come. Porn, like any of those things.
Gun?
I've had to, gun.
It's so funny because we all used to complain about censorship and stuff. And now they're like, well, we'll just hold money back from you. And like, we'll do it ourselves. We'll do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's brutal. They're like the new gatekeepers. Yeah.
Sexual predator or something like that. Mm. And they had to bleep out the sexual and sexual predator.
They kept predator.
I had a clip censored where they censored the curses, but I said, God damn it. And someone wrote in the comments, you lost me at the GD.
Wow.
You know, the heartbreak emoji.
Yeah. Man.
We lost you when Jesus came into your life.
Look, if you want to send us questions, we give preferential.
Spell it.
Treatment.
Preferential. P-R-E-F. E-N-T-I-A-L.
No.
Preferential.
you missed something in there.
You missed a bunch of letters.
That was like four letters.
Hop, skipped, and a jump over
okay,
the beat
fine.
Of that
R-R-P-R.
One.
R-R-P-R.
He got nervous. He's like, P-R-E. I'm killing this. F-T-L.
Yeah. I gave up right at the end. If you want to send us questions, please join the Patreon. Patreon.com/scenariopod.
Yeah, what
I don't
do you
know.
Doing with the arms?
I've never seen
know.
His arms up so much.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I will hide my arms. If you and look weak.
Guys, join the
I don't
Patreon,
know.
Scenariopod.patreon.org. And you can put in questions. You get nothing over time. I'm about to shut down my
brain. No. Well, you get 300 hours. My hands up. You get 300 hours of content that we've filmed. Plus, it's just $5, and you get to support the boys.
That's what it really is.
And,
$5. That's $1.70 each of them, and you really help.
Yeah. We really.
It makes a difference in one of our lives.
Hey. But we also asked, they get to ask the questions for you guys.
It's not
you
really
lot.
Broke it down in
a new
in a
subscriber.
Way,
you're like, I
are you
this
cutting
month.
In Nicole too?
No.
$1.60. No, I get $1.70.
Yeah, plus we're in the whole $2,000 for the artwork. Yeah.
I mean, it's an NFT. Yeah,
we didn't have to buy it, though. I don't know.
But they do get to ask the questions. You know, we put up, hey, Ari Shaffir's on the podcast today. Ask some questions.
And you did that?
Yeah.
Did we do that?
That something's coming?
Yeah. We did.
Brent, we did do that. Open. So these are for you.
Here's why I hate these.
Hit me.
Because you ever do a Jeremiah show?
Mm-hmm. Wonders?
No.
Stand up on the spot?
Stand up on the spot.
Yes.
And so then it used to be, when nobody knew anybody, they would just be like, Poland Springs water. They just yell out topics. Art or whatever. And then they started knowing people. And then so it's like, if Norman's on, they're like, Tuesdays.
Yeah.
It's
like, make jokes about Joe List. I assure you, our listeners are a little bit more sophisticated than that. Okay. These guys are professional question askers. Okay.
They thrive in the environment of hypothetical.
Now, there may be the word Jew somewhere.
Okay.
I am one.
But that was going to happen whether or not you were here or not.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. This first question comes from Alex the Truck. If you were to make a new James Bond movie, what actor would you choose to annoy the most amount of people?
To be James Bond.
To be James Bond. Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bad for that. Bond. Maybe get Jar Jar Binks to be in it. Really throw a fucking wrench in it.
He might be the most hateable character cinema history.
Just computer edit him in a tux.
Yeah.
There's also, you could go with comedian, but if you really want to annoy people, there's a new style of comedy. I hate saying names for you, but there's a style of comedy, which is, I call it too cool for school.
Sure.
And it's just vibe comedy.
Yeah.
And if this James Bond was just kind of like, I don't actually have to solve the things.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Just kind of like.
So he finds a clue. I found a thing.
Yeah. Terrorism's. You know.
Oh, I know who you're
doing. It's an issue. It's seven comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walks around with his notebook.
Yeah. London explodes. He's like, you guys get it.
Yeah.
So like trying to make a point, but never really even getting to it. Yeah, so like.
The king of premises.
You know. Yeah, I wonder who would annoy the most people as I mean, they're gonna go woman soon.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, that would be good.
No, that would.
It's not so much when you book a black or a woman; it's when you just get anyone.
I mean,
instead of like somebody good,
right?
Like, get Wesley Snipes; he could do it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'd watch that.
I was interested in the Idris Elba. They were talking about him for a second.
He could do it.
He's kind of old.
I don't like the old one. I know they've always been old, but it's like,
yeah, they've kind of always been, except for Pierce Brosnan. They've all been old.
Brosnan.
No, you're right.
You are not.
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce is Brosnan.
Yeah,
Pierce Brosnan.
Brosnan.
Is it Brosnan?
It's Brosnan.
It's once they made him a superhero, which is like a fucking crazy good fighter.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to get somebody younger.
Didn't like Daniel Craig? I thought the fucking buff dude coming in and beating the shit out of people was awesome. Sean Connery was just like,
I'll thank you.
Yeah.
And like, he couldn't beat up anybody.
But he wasn't even smart. It was just funny. He's just like oh,
out of fuck.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Just do a thing. I don't know. Old James Bond stink. They
I don't think you've ever seen one. Not an example.
As he was saying that, I went, I think I've only seen like two.
And no, I watched From Russia with Love was the first ever Bond movie I saw, and that was with Sean Connery as Bond.
When was that?
I believe.
Though? When you were like a kid?
Yeah, when I was probably like six.
You're like, the plot didn't hold up at all.
Yeah.
Six-year-old.
So they killed off James Bond. Daniel Craig died, and it wasn't like.
I didn't see it.
They didn't name the series 007 unless they're going to do that. So it's like someone will be nominated. They killed James Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens now?
New world, new James Bond.
Or they can just be like, that was a dream.
It was a multiverse.
Oh, yeah. You could do what they did in that dumb Glass Onion movie where it's like, twin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dumb fucking thing to use. That guy got a sack of money, $500 million. Literally, that's what it was.
Give
us two movies, like, whatever.
That's so funny because when today we were talking about it, we're like, yeah, it's a good movie.
I found it entertaining in the sense that it was like.
The first one was great.
Wait, let me guess. Did you watch it over like Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all vibes are high.
Yeah, all vibes are high. You're like, I'm with my friends.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half.
The whole time, like, presents soon.
Yeah, fire going. I couldn't not enjoy a movie.
I watched Menu, which got no hype, and it was so much better.
Dude, Menu rules. We saw it in the theater together.
Yeah, Menu was great. It's on HBO, dude. You should check it out. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Who's that guy? Who
Nicole's favorite
chef?
Movie of all time.
Well, she's an idiot.
Yeah.
I just watched that Banshees of Sheeran, that one that was Colin Farrell.
So that was good. Oh, that was terrible.
It's so depressing.
Why was it bad?
It just takes place in 1920s on an isle in Ireland. Purpose. And it's just like he wants Colin Farrell's best friend, doesn't want to be friends with him anymore.
Oh, Brendan something is Gleason.
Do you want to be in this independent movie that goes nowhere with me?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those guys
we will not accept that.
Was that Jar Jar Binks?
Close to Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, was that Jar Jar Binks doing James Bond?
I watched it with Fab.
I'm trying to locate the geography.
Sweetest. We're trying to be friends.
That is it.
It's 2 minutes in, I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep. I don't have to wait to be put to sleep.
But I do like at one point he's like, I'm tomorrow, 2 p.m., I'm coming and I'm burning down your house. Yeah. And I'm not going to look whether you're in it or not. And then he goes to burn down the guy's house because the guy's just being mean to him. And then he checks in the house anyway. And then the guy gets out and the guy goes, so we're even now because I killed your donkey and you burned down my house. And he goes, this isn't over until one of us is dead.
Whoa.
He goes, if you keep bothering me about hanging out, I'm going to cut my finger off. And I'm a fucking musician that plays with my fingers. And then he just cut his finger off. And then he goes, I'm going to keep bothering you. He goes, I have more fingers.
What it's a like, weird.
And then he cuts off more fingers.
He called his bluff. Let's spoil it for everybody because I'm saving you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't please. Watch. I'm more interested in this.
The storytelling of the movie is
some
great.
Some dumb fuck movie that gets great reviews. And you're like, what?
He cuts off all five fingers and is just bleeding. And then he takes the fingers and he throws them at the guy's door.
Because he wants to hang out.
Yeah. And the guy's like, I don't want to hang out with you anymore. I want to make music before I die. And then the guy's, Colin Farrell's donkey, eats one of the fingers, chokes on it, and dies. And that donkey's like all he had.
Oh,
it was like his
God.
Friend. It was his babe.
This sounds awesome, actually.
No, it wasn't.
No.
This sounds like something.
He was just like, he was a guy who's way too cool for him. And he goes, I want to hang out. And the guy's like, nah, even though you're way too cool for me. It was like a 4 years ago you.
Or
too cool, or did I lose coolness?
No, I mean, like, you're like, can we hang out?
Oh, yeah,
it's so funny that you thought you were that guy in that scenario.
I was like, oh, well, they are mentioning a cool guy, it's gotta be me,
dude. You look at your life now as at an all time low. You're like, was I cooler? But
yeah, I really feel that way. I was like, I should pick up drinking again, man. All right, let's get to this next question. From
I bet Pete Davidson has a good shot of playing Bond.
Could
like
Pete
I bet
Davidson
he's in a
be
conversation.
Very annoying.
He would that be would so be annoying.
A lot of people.
Yeah,
you know what I love?
Oh.
I love Pete, but like when you get a guy
like your Tom Hanks
is unquotable for anything like of quality, but they're still stars.
Yeah,
unquotable.
It's like with comedians with actors. Like what do they do? That
one like of them hosted the Golden Globes.
And, like I just kind of overall like them.
Yeah, like name a thing, and they're like, it's just about more of.
It's not about that, man.
Yeah, it's about the ass.
It's cool because he like, you know,
it's a vibe.
I could see him playing James Bond, though.
He could play James Bond. You could go the other way to reset, like the 21 Jump Street.
Well,
like,
that's what I think. Exactly. If they turn it to a comedy or something,
Will Ferrell,
but if they did get Caitlyn Jenner to play James Bond, it would sell more than any other James Bond ever.
True. But I think so. She's lost the support of her community.
Put together
she voted the wrong way. Then they're like, now we don't support your choices.
But everyone, I think
she wanted to be trans Tim Dillon, and she got shut down at the gate.
Gates of hell.
I really think people, whether they hate her or love her, would come out to see that.
No, you know what? She could get that support. She goes, if you let me be James Bond, at the end of the movie, I'll put my penis back on.
The last half hour.
The base and stick it back on.
You got Mr. Potato Head situation.
God damn, it keeps falling off.
What if it was one of those creepy crawl where she just like licks it and then it's just like
slinkies like, down her tip.
Yeah. Yeah. The toys with the gummy fists.
Garfield on a windshield.
Yeah.
It's so funny they're trying from liberal hero, woman of the year.
Yeah.
On like a model magazine.
Yeah.
Vanity Fair shot like, by Annie Leibovitz.
Oh yeah.
Like crazy.
It's so crazy because like even if she is a full woman, let's say she is, mm-hmm. she's still in her 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to be? An old woman?
Yeah, you can't be
my Hollywood.
Woman of the year at 60.
Well, and outside of being one,
yeah.
What did she do? Like, true. What were her accomplishments murder. As she did? But that good. Was as a man.
She did like kind of
Bruce
normalize.
Just had long hair when he killed that person.
She did help like normalize like trans lives and stuff. Like everybody's she like, ah, they're that. Not so bad.
I think, yeah. Yeah, she did do that. She brought it to the main.
She brought it to mainstream. Forefront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Her and Eddie.
Yeah, now it's like not that big a deal, which actually goes against like day to day. If you're trans, you really just want to be special. And in New York, you're not. Sorry, shut the fuck up on the subway.
The Wachowski sisters did that too, though.
They didn't really get the press because nobody saw them.
Weren't they facing jail or something like that? Or was that somebody else?
No, somebody said they stole their material.
Oh, okay, yeah, they tried to sue them for like millions of dollars. And they were like,
damn.
And
they like,
no,
they
can't
did,
do that.
They,
I have
they,
a purse
they,
now.
Yeah, they did the genetic LLC. It's like, you're suing a man.
LLC. Sorry.
That ain't me.
Sorry.
Slides right off, yeah, baby.
The old Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Give him a little honey-baked hand.
We rebranded.
Kevin Spacey tried to do that with being gay.
Yeah.
He was like, can you go away for the same crime you did when you were straight?
It's so funny. He was like, I've got an ace in the hole. And 35 years passed, and that ace is like, no longer.
Yeah, he's like, who do you think you are, Tom Cruise? If Tom Cruise admitted it, I think that would have done what Kevin Spacey wanted to do.
You think if Tom Cruise came out and said, "All right, I'm done with Scientology. Yeah.
No, I mean,
I'm now a self-admitted gay man,"
it would
that
help.
That would
people
wash
would like
that would wash all of his sins.
He's such a hetero because Kevin Spacey wasn't like playing super hetero.
No,
articulate,
like powerful God. With brain, not with brawn.
Yeah,
type guy. Also,
even
cucked
in that show,
husband.
It's like, you don't still fuck your wife in that show.
What show?
The fucking
House
one about
of Cards.
The,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a sexless marriage.
Yeah.
Shit really went wrong is when Netflix is like, we're going to go on, we're going to take you off and keep the show. It's like, oh, dude, you should have just been like, this is not our problem. It's nothing to do with us. Put him in jail. He's not available.
Yeah.
Who's that chick? Who's the chick from Avatar and like Fast and Furious or Gone in 60 Seconds?
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah. She went to jail for like drunk driving and they're like, we'll rearrange the shooting for Avatar and wait till you're out. They didn't like replace her. They're just like, it cost them more money
well,
to keep her in.
That's why she was out of a bunch of those Fast and Furious. I think she was like pretty
was
big into the old pills and...
Hell yeah.
She rules. Remember she was just an ugly boxer and they tried to make my sex symbol?
That's right. She was hot in that first Fast and the Furious, though, when she had the leather legs and wrapped around Vin Diesel.
Oh, hell yeah.
Some blood
How about
flow.
You come upstairs and give me a massage?
Now, is she someone that, like, the franchise of Avatar or Fast and the Furious just can't go on without her?
No, they can go on.
Yeah, because I don't look at Avatar like for the actors. I'm like, they're all blue to me.
It was so dumb.
They're all blue to me.
It's just a bunch of blue people.
Oh, Abba Dee, Abba Dye.
Bill Burr had such a funny bit about it. He was like, they just put Michelle Rodriguez in that so you could be like, that's the one I'd be. I'd be the one that helps the blues.
Helps the blues. Yeah.
You just need any civil rights thing, you need that too. We're like, you need one white guy to be like, oh, that's who I side with. Not every single white guy. Yeah. Who's like, get him out of here.
All right, let's go to another question.
Another question.
What do you think so far?
What's the scenario? Did you spell what with
ears.
An H first?
No, we had ears. We had a what. Ears we were originally called what, and then there was a quick cease and desist.
Yeah, from Tribe Called Quest. They hit us up.
Yeah, they're like, please stop.
Q-Tip personally.
We got rid of him.
Let me tell you a Q-Tip for how to handle these fucking people reaching out for shit. Ignore them. Any lawyers, like, we're going to just, like, ignore it, and it'll go away.
Do you know I've been getting cease and desist letters from the Illuminati sent to my agency for, like, the last 9 months?
Nice. Follow it back. Show. See where you can see.
They've sent a contract for us to sign to, like, not use the name. The show is no longer.
And on the bottom it says, and your souls, or whatever.
And whatever.
No, I'm probably not going to sign.
There's a whole section for a dollop of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they maybe take a podcast ad readout? And I've done it a few times.
The Illuminati?
No, just in general. Oh. And then like, they're like, we hate it.
The globalists.
We're not paying you to take that out. So I had to re-edit. And then by the third time, it was like, no, I'm not taking it out. Fine, don't pay me. I'm not doing more work for you guys.
Yeah, why did they want you to take
it out?
Don't
sign
that. Yeah, no,
I
would
say
never.
Like Blue Chew, like if you want to like fuck dogs, that's the only way you can do it.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. It's a struggle otherwise because, you know, maintaining an erection with a, you know.
Yes, that was my point.
A paw scratching your thigh. That's
tough.
Yeah. Their nail.
All right, let's go to this next question.
We're in agreement about dog fighting.
This one comes from Brandon. We're going to cut that out. This one comes from Brandon. Can you do that again, actually, for us? One Dorito to rule them all. What flavor are you picking?
Red.
If there's not at least one taco Dorito guy in there, I'm canceling my page.
Cherry Doritos?
Just the red ones.
The red ones. Cheese is
everybody goes nuts
about.
With the other shit.
It's Cool Ranch. Ranch. It's not nah. red.
Cool Ranch, always been. Blue.
No. You, what you're doing is you're saying your always personal blue. Preference is Cool Ranch. Now, picture the party. I've been over this before.
Oh, God.
Picture a party. In fact, I made a commercial about it. Picture a party and you're like, hey, what you, I have
are you seriously Dorito. Cheer somebody, Sam Adams, and said how much they meant to you in your life?
Oh, fuck off. I'm calling Soder and getting him off.
He's the next guest.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to please everybody, it's the red ones. If you want to please some people greatly and other people go, oh no, I'm not interested in that.
I've never met a person Cool Ranch. Uninterested in Cool Ranch. I've
it
seen
makes
people
your breath
not get excited.
Horrible.
Do you think nacho cheese is making your breath better? It's cheese breath.
No, not better. Just not horrible. Don't
no.
Put, don't put words in my mouth.
Disagree.
I put up a Cool Ranch.
Also,
not to mention, if you're
someone.
At a social function, the last thing you want to do is have fucking orange fingers going
yeah.
and you don't want to lick your fingers.
No, that's ridiculous.
In a post-COVID world.
You want to see if someone stole something.
You're licking your fingers with Cool Ranch Doritos also.
Yeah, but nobody
yeah, yeah, that's a, that's a that's a red herring.
That's cool blue ranch herring.
Let's start using words we don't really
yeah.
know.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
That's so funny.
That's foreshadowing. That's a good one.
No, what you want at a function is
it's like Funyuns. I love them, but you can't. What? That's not gonna be like
no. You can't.
I've never had a Funyun in my life.
No, you want get, pigs in a blanket.
Hey, worker chick, go get some fucking Funyuns for this guy right now.
Nicole,
I know you're used to doing Lewis's podcast, but we treat this bitch with respect.
Yeah, we'll actually go get her Doritos.
Yeah,
we'll stop the podcast to give her a bowl of Doritos.
Oh, dude, this would be the least listenable.
Yeah,
if we're all just taste testing crunchy chips. On
no,
air.
I guess I got these all right.
And then we're like. And look at this. Look
then
at
we're
this.
Actually just taste buds. We're just like, yeah. Now, nacho
no,
cheese here versus Cooler Red. Make
yeah.
your case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Taste Love. Buds is taking that break now because of that fucking tax evasion shirt.
What?
What?
What did you just say into your hands?
Oh, DeRosa got in so much trouble. He didn't pay taxes for like years.
No then fucking
he's like,
way, really?
Taste buds and getting ads. He's like facing real damage. Yeah, it's funny. It is possible jail time, but I think he's just going to lose all his money. I think they're just going to bill him all his money.
Even the like, sandwich stuff?
That is,
yeah, they're taking all of it.
No way. Oh, that's no public more, information.
No more beefy?
It is now.
Yeah, no, it'll be beefy, but it'll be beefy represented by the United States government, brought to you by the U.S. government. So probably like less good ingredients.
So why do they have to cancel the
U.S.
podcast?
Government versus beefy.
Pick your side. Defend your honor.
I think if they cancel it, he's going to jail because they can't pay it back. So I think they got to like rebrand and like get a lot of ads and like
oh,
all those.
So funny.
Salads. Mad about it.
That yeah. sucks for Joe, but that is so funny to have to be like, we need to talk about foods.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ruined.
Yeah. Yeah. Kraft macaroni and cheese versus Annie's. Go.
Yeah. Sal's like, I don't
They're
feel
not
like
even
doing.
Recording.
Yeah. Yeah. Prison food. And he's like, fuck.
Prison food.
Oh my God.
Low security.
What's better?
Mush versus dry toast.
Mush that someone spits in.
Mush. Great.
I was questioning when you said it that you just repeated it.
You don't know what mush is?
Mush?
Yeah, it's like
gruel.
Yeah,
it's
gruel.
Like
gruel.
The gruel. Wettest, the wettest oatmeal.
Gruel or
mush?
So mush is like what you
regional.
Say to dogs.
It's
mush.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it is.
It's because they're like foods at home. Mush.
Nicole, pull yeah. up. Pull up. Mush.
Let's,
let's really
see.
Deep dive into
I bet
mush.
If you yeah. Google mush, the dog thing comes.
There we go.
Oh, that yeah. looks good.
Mush. That's like grits. That yeah. has pepper
you put
in
some
it.
Cinnamon on it and a little
yeah.
bit of butter. Mush,
good for you.
What's the best? Let's find a mush place around here.
I'll do mush.
Yeah.
A mush ado about nothing would be the name of it.
Wow.
Nice.
Hey.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right after he said that, I saw Brendan's knuckles get white. He was holding on.
He's like, get the line in and don't fuck it
get
up.
Get the line in. I don't care if it doesn't do as well as you think it's going to do. All right. So really, all in all, if we're having a family gathering or some sort of gathering,
yeah,
Doritos aren't even on the table, really. And not in my place. It's pigs in a blanket.
Oh, we're talking about chips.
Pretzels.
We're just talking about chips.
You're just opening up the debate. To
yeah, of
suit
course,
what
pigs
you're
in a blanket.
Pringles. Pringles.
It's like sour cream
Pringles
and onion. You love them, but you can't serve. You
Pringles
can't
are the most.
Everyone loves.
That I agree with. Sour cream and onion, although a fan favorite of mine, I is not a universal.
No, it's not universal.
It's also some of these things you're like, oh, that's my favorite, but it's like, those things are like once in a while. That's why they're your favorite.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of like a split pea soup. That's not your go-to, but that's
no, but every once in a while,
that could be your favorite soup.
Dude,
but
I'm starting to kind of go to Ari's side, where I feel like the nacho, the nacho cheese might be the universal acceptance.
What the hell is wrong with you?
At a party,
universally accepted.
At a party, if I saw,
I think it's just widely available. There's more Mexicans.
What?
I don't know. I had the point in my head, and I was like, "There's just it makes sense."
Did you say that because Doritos has kind of like a Spanish flair to the
Game. And it's nacho
Doritos,
nacho cheese.
At the end of this, episode,
it makes sense.
Can you play my commercial for
Nicole? Cut that whole part out.
For Doritos.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you rights.
Yeah. I bet we can't. Wait, you'd give us the rights?
Do you? I made the commercial. It's a fake commercial.
Oh, okay.
It just went in the place of like when I do drug ads and you can't put that on YouTube, but only on audio.
Oh, all right.
So I'm getting a lot of beating around the bush, pretty much saying you guys are not going to put this at the end of the episode. Hearing a lot of not feeling.
Well, as soon as it's like an issue that even one issue comes up, I don't want to deal with
it. Yeah, we'll see if.
Seems like a Nicole thing.
I don't want to deal with it. As if you deal with anything once you walk away from a microphone.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's I put all my energy into this motherfucker right here.
Can I send it to menopause and let her fucking put it in?
Stop. I'm 26.
Fuck. Damn, that sucks.
Get him, Nicole.
I'm 26.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
What's that, Mush?
Oh, is this the Doritos commercial?
Yeah. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank podcast is brought to you by Doritos.
Guys,
when you're smoking weed and you're having friends over, Doritos is the only choice. And I don't mean the brand Doritos. I mean Doritos, the red kind. There's other Doritos.
How
maybe
did you get
your
Doritos
favorite.
Out
maybe
there?
Maybe Doritos Flaming Hot is your favorite. Or maybe Doritos Ranch is your favorite. But the reality is, that's your favorite. And we're talking about throwing a party. Maybe you go to somebody at a party and say, hey, you want some Doritos Flaming Hot? You know one friend that would be like, ah, no thanks. Now imagine the same thing with Doritos Red. There's no friends you have like that. None. Case in point. Hey, we want some Doritos Dinamita? Doritos. The red cup. Doritos also suggest you have some
water.
That's
hilarious.
Because getting up to go to the kitchen, it's a fucking ordeal. Maybe Doritos isn't your bag because it's not healthy enough. Doritos says, get some fucking fruit.
Oh my God. Oh, God. Jesus.
Maybe it's a fresh grenadine. You just burned off some calories. My friend, you burned yourself some Doritos. Doritos, the red guy.
Look at that. That's awesome.
Dude, what are the odds that someone asked a Doritos-based question for...
I think they... As soon as I saw that, I went, all right, that was...
Ari must
that
have
was
a,
no way. That's take. Hilarious that's, that you guys were the fucking next in the place. I did not know that. It sounds great, sarcastic, but I did not know that was going to come up with you guys.
No, but I was saying, like, I was like, there's a Doritos question, and what a coincidence that you... And then it hit me where I was like, no.
Was it a Doritos question
that.
Or was it a chip question?
It was a Doritos question.
But also, you were wearing dark clothes after that. Did you have a bevy of wet wipes on standby to make sure that you didn't ruin your clothes for the remainder of your day? Because it looked like daytime.
I love how in your world, you don't ruin your clothes by getting a bunch of cool ranch and just that doesn't happen.
But it wipes
looks
off
like
easier. There's
no, it
too
wipe
much.
Off easier. It's the same thing.
No,
it's powder.
Dude, it's still, there's remnants.
It's
there's
invisible.
The remnants of cool
listen,
ranch.
Listen, I'm going to open myself up to a cancellation
on a wipe.
Right now to let you know that your reasoning is retarded.
Damn, dude, that's huge.
What?
You only get a few of those.
Few of what?
Retarded.
I can't use mine. I can't use mine until I really
he's
need it.
It for a special.
Yeah, he's waiting until you start acting like a complete. All right.
All right. This next question comes from Tanya. What's the weirdest thing in your fridge right now?
A jar of homemade pickles from my dad, maybe.
Really?
What's the what?
The weirdest thing in your fridge right now.
Jar of homemade pickles. So your dad put it through the whole process?
Yeah, he makes them. Fucking big jar of pickles. I don't know. Let me think. What's the
are
weirdest?
Are cucumbers cheaper than pickles?
Jews are cheaper than non-Jews.
Cat food, probably. I have cat food in my fridge.
Food. Why do you have it in your fridge?
Oh, that is the worst.
To keep it, you know, normal. So it doesn't go bad.
Oh. You should feed it to a cat.
We don't have one.
Bought the cat food. Now it's the window.
There's got to be something in the back. I used to keep jars of piss in my fridge when I didn't want to. Like I was in my dorm in Yeshiva University, and I couldn't.
Oh my God!
I'd lock myself in on Friday night to Saturday because I left my religion, but I couldn't like tell anybody yet. So I just close the door and listen to like Star Trek Deep Space Nine on like volume one. So no one knew I was in there, because if they knew I was there, I had to go to synagogue and stuff. So I would just be like breaking the Sabbath. And then I was like, couldn't go to the bathroom in the hallway. Uh-huh. So it was just like piss in jars. And then like it would smell and you figure out mini fridge.
Did you a lid for the jars? Yeah. They're open. Okay.
I'm glad you're still alive, but like part of me does wish that like you died during that period so people could find all of your piss.
And then they would search for the bodies for years. Like, yeah. Dude, like there he was has a hoarder. To be victims.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I mean, good like, times. If they, I mean, with the jars of piss, and if somebody came in to be like, Ari, you have to go to sick. What the hell is that? Oh my God, you have one jar full of cum. That one's.
It's so much harder to cum into a fucking bottle than piss in it.
Dude, I mean, I don't want to look this up, so don't, but have you ever Googled, like, cups of cum and stuff, and it's fucking gross.
Nicole, like,
pull it up.
People like cups of cum
pull
into jars and stuff.
I did it
and
in
like
teacup once.
You in a teacup?
Yeah, around my friends. They were all in the Comedy Store condo in La Jolla, and they were out watching. And we were just like, we're doing this thing where I'd try to get hard and then walk into a room. But it's so funny that your boner quickly goes out.
Yeah, of course.
So they were watching the Yankees game, and I was just like jerking off to almost completion in the other room. And then I came out like, oh, you guys watching Mario?
Oh my God.
To a Mario Rivera Yankee game.
Opening yourself up to cancel it.
Yeah.
You did it. Like,
that has
the room,
nothing to do with sex.
Jerked off in front of a bunch of people.
That had nothing to do with sex.
That's like, I don't even know what I would do. I've never
I would laugh that so fucking hard.
Would you?
If that guy's
with your guy, your dude friend with an open dick hole spewing fucking DNA at you.
Yeah, I'd probably dive under your cock. Mouth.
Don't waste.
Yeah, weird you out, dude.
It depends how long.
Yeah, what would you do if you're like, oh, this is gonna be so funny, and then when you do that, I call your blood friend right up to you,
smeared on your face.
One of those two guys that was there, Rick Ingram. He's like, we had this thing called cockings. We used to do at the Comedy Store, where it was just like you try to put your dick on someone's arm.
Yeah, sure.
And then
do that at camp.
And come on!
All right, we got to restart the whole thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
So we'd have people like distract. So you'd be like, "Oh, look at that! What do you think of the artwork?" And then like Feeney would look, and that'd be give me enough chance to just like.
Yeah,
it's the best when it like hits you. You don't even know what it is. Then you look, and it's the last thing.
You plump yourself up for that?
No.
I could never put my regular sized penis onto someone.
Well, that was
just dude. So
in
it's
college,
fun.
That's when like waiting was very popular. So that was the whole like get people to show you, look at your balls,
the butterfly.
Yeah.
You know when that doesn't. Knowing that doesn't play when you're the one white guy on a basketball team.
No,
that
would not
play.
That
the sort of humor doesn't exist.
Anyway, everybody, we discussed this. So we keep doing it to them. One guy was like, don't do that to me. I got molested. We're like, for sure, we're doing it to you.
Yeah.
But Ingram, this guy that I jizzed in front of.
It was just one guy?
No, it was two. And Jim Painter. But I cocked him. And then he just starts dancing. He's like, yeah. And we're like, oh, yeah, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
We're not going to react disgusted.
Of course. You know what's funny, though, about that whole situation of you having to pull your dick and say, I called your bluff. You would have to call my bluff. By coming on my face.
I'd have to.
And then the whole situation would just be like this weird gay moment that we had.
Yeah, I'm going to start a podcast called Here's the Situation, HTS. It's available right now.
plug your Patreon.
Yeah, it's on Patreon. It's also called Scenario Pod on Patreon.
Mike's online shopping.
Hey,
I'm trying to refill the parking. Everything's going wrong.
That's the alarm.
Oh my freaking God.
I blame myself. I was late.
Well, while we're buying sneakers online,
let's see cup of cum.
We do have to see a jar of cum, and then let's do some plugs.
Okay,
plug it up.
No, not like that.
Oh, coming out of a vagina.
Not like that. Okay, no. Orgasms. Oh, yeah, like that, right there.
Which
disgusting.
One? So chunky.
Looks like lemonade.
Oh my God.
That's not.
So gross, sucks, dude.
Hot best.
There's a whole Reddit. I think there's a whole Reddit. Yes, please take this off.
Who would have sex with a man? It's disgusting.
There's a whole subreddit to people like. Jerking off into things and like saving it up for weeks and weeks.
That's gonna
What's
stay
your
with
history,
me.
Man?
I don't Yeah.
He keeps being like, you guys have, you've looked at this, right? And you know about the subreddits?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're online,
you know, on your homepage and it's unavoidable after several hours of search.
Yeah, you can't not go to your bookmarks without seeing it.
Yeah. What do you got, dude?
Plugs? I'm going to be at the Beacon Theater.
Woo!
Yeah!
Doing the Beacon. Biggest show I've ever done. March 24th, New York City. I've also got a special out called Jew. It's available right now. All my tour dates are available on my website. But, you know, Utah and Vancouver and Seattle and I don't know, a bunch of other stuff. But, I don't know. Selling well. The fucking special really helped it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
man. That's awesome.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Me?
How about you?
MikeCannonComedy.com for dates all over the road starting January 26th. I'll be in Lansing, Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm coming to Phoenix, Houston, Toronto, and then New York City, my biggest show I've ever done. Slightly smaller than Ari Shaffir's at the Gramercy Theater, February 25th. Tickets are going, so get them now, please. MikeCannonComedy.com, and let's sell this out with some time to spare so I'm not fucking panicking.
Let's add a show.
The date.
Let's add one show. February 25th is a Saturday.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
How I did that math?
Did you figure that out?
Yeah. Here's what you do. You figure out what day's today.
Yeah.
Right? And then you just realize that you're booked in Vancouver on February 25th. And then you immediately pretend like you
I see.
It's a math.
Yeah.
Sick.
That's pretty good.
I really and thought Baltimore. You were going to give us like something where you're like, no, every third 25th.
No, there
were
those
Saturday.
Guys. It was,
like,
those, they had those old infomercials where it's like, tell me a date. Like January 26th, 1971, like Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're like, how do you do that?
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. And Baltimore. So check that out. All of it at MikeCannonComedy.com.
And what's it? Mike Feeney.
Comics Roadhouse in February. Sagalo and I doing we're doing two shows in one in Midtown Grand Rapids and the other in Detroit at the Independent Comedy Club. Tickets are on sale for that now. That'll be February 17th and 18th. And all three of us are doing Emmaus Theater again, just like we did last year.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Where is that?
Emmaus, Pennsylvania.
It's awesome.
And, have you done it?
No.
It's great.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a big movie theater. They come out.
Lewis just did it. It's like 2 hours.
Not bad.
CK?
No.
Okay.
No. Gomez.
Yeah, JG.
Wait, how far is the drive?
LJG.
Like 2 hours, was it, Nicole?
Something like
that. It's not far, yeah. And tickets, MikeFeeneyComedy.com. Bunch more dates coming. And you're the best. Thanks.
Yeah. And YouTube.com/Brendan Sagalo. Subscribe. Twitch.tv/Sags2Riches. And I'm running an hour at the New York Comedy Club this 23rd, January 23rd. Please
this
come out.
23rd. What's your day?
23rd. Monday.
Hey, that's also my mom's birthday. So if you're out at Sagalo's show, please let him know that you wish my mom a happy birthday.
Yeah.
During
the
meet and greet afterwards, great. Please mention.
You're giving me enough ample time to write some sick punchlines about it. Hey, it's Ari's mom's birthday.
No.
I fucked up.
I mean the meet and greet. Don't fucking.
Yeah. Just say it to me. Say it to me when you see me.
Yell out.
Brendan loves it when you're a part of the show.
I love yelling out.
Clips.
Let's go to another question.
Wait.
He's been. Oh, Nicole, what you got?
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Nicole, are you a comic?
Nope. Just a producer, editor.
Director.
It's almost impossible.
Genius.
To find these days,
right? Yeah.
Woman.
Nicole C. Lyons with a Y.
For now. All right. This next question
Nicole,
comes from...
Nicole, did you ever make the switch?
What? To
has,
a man?
Yeah. Has any part of you ever dreamt of,
do you ever
of,
think
being,
about it?
Of being a man with a penis?
Sometimes.
Yeah. And what do you think? Would it be a better existence for you?
Probably.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Is whatever respect you'd get for being a man would immediately go away by how short you are.
Yeah, for sure. 4'11 is tough for a dude.
For a dude, unless you're like, I'm the most Italian man you've ever met.
Yeah. Or you get jacked.
You gotta be gay.
Yeah.
You can't be a spinner heterosexual male.
Would you be a gay man if you became a man, Nicole?
I don't know. Someone told me if I were gay that I'd get a lot of chicks. So
hey, hold on. Say something, but like all of us listen to her as if she's already a gay man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It definitely tracks. I feel like I already kind of sound like a 12-year-old boy.
I hear it. Yeah. I hear it. Yeah.
There we go.
It works. I for some reason picture your hair like really slicked back.
I got one. Nicole, can you say I love you in that?
I love you in that.
Oh yeah, that's great. Right?
Even with the vocal fry at the end.
Yeah. I hear your smile. All right, this one comes from...
You can play Mateo Lane in a cartoon.
Corey Potter. He asks, you live in a fantasy realm, own a castle, have subjects, and a rival kingdom.
No, I don't.
Well, in this...
What? What do you know about me, bro?
Nothing, apparently.
You battle constantly. God, now I gotta restart.
You can only read with a head start.
You live in a fantasy realm. Own a castle, have subjects, and a rival kingdom that you battle constantly. Walk us through what your land would look like. What race are your subjects? Dwarves, elves, goblins, etc. Is your land good or evil? And what would your kingdom's sigil look like? I'm just so fucking cool. I didn't even know how to say it.
Is that a different word?
I don't know.
Signal.
Yeah, it's definitely like
S-I-G-I-L. Sigil.
It's not sigil.
S-E-G-I-L?
What is it?
Sigil.
Sigil? What's a sigil?
It's like your flag. Oh. I was almost positive it was that and not. That's why I wanted you to spell it. What would your sigil look like? I'm like, what an odd thing to say.
Right, it's like, what's your secret handshake? But in a hateful way.
Yeah. What's your secret hate shake?
Here's what I would do to protect my lands.
It's a crest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Sigil.
Sigil. I mean, where are you hearing a in there?
Brendan's would
the
just
eye.
Be a line.
The eye would be
sigil.
And then where's the I then, and E.
Bro, I don't fucking know. I don't know how to say.
Right, it's
talking about crests.
What a convenience! They removed some letters for me.
Yeah. Oh, I know what they meant, right?
Yeah. I like
how you paused and then went confidently forward.
Yeah.
For a second, it's almost like you get to the top of the steps and like I'm jumping it.
Yeah. Sigil.
Sigil.
Okay, so.
So that was like a 30 or 40 minute question. But what? So what is if?
Yeah. What are your people? What is your? What is your bad question? Because it's long. Sorry, you're
the give a 1 month ban.
You're banned.
So
Potter.
Wait, so just if we had a kingdom, how would we defend?
What would your land look like?
Here's how I defend against the rival land. So people on the outskirts, my subjects.
Yeah.
You want to protect your land, right? But they just want to go about their day. That I don't want to bring them into the army or have to put a bunch of landmines up. Mm-hmm. Human landmines. So you put something in them that when they talk to someone from an outside land, they blow up.
Oh.
Yeah.
But bombs in people.
Yeah.
They have no control. So
they have no control. So if they live their life fine, it's fine. Also, I guess we'd have to do it without them knowing.
So you'd have to have your kingdom in like the sky or something, like a big tree.
Well, turn sideways, Ari.
The way
your ear is folded,
your ear
it
is
looks
creepy.
Like an
it looks
elf
like the Harry Potter. The
yeah,
Harry Potter
yeah.
Thing, not the Jews.
Yeah,
this is my. This is...
You look like an elf.
Remember when they killed all those bankers in Harry Potter, and they just needed a loan, but they ended up just killing all.
Is that
of them?
What happened? I
yeah,
never.
They all
never
like
saw
yeah, Harry
we did
Potter.
It.
I'm like, what? They just wouldn't give you a loan. They don't deserve to die.
Yeah, Harry Potter bankers did not look too good.
Jews.
They look. Yeah, didn't look too good.
I don't know what.
Call it up. Harry Potter bankers.
Yeah.
Nicholas. Call it up.
Say Nicholas.
Nicholas Lyons.
I wonder, how would you defend it?
How would I? Well,
defend your land.
You got to know where the land is. So for Ari's, I think his would be perfect in like a big tree. So nobody could ever walk up. Like you couldn't get to your people.
No, I'm talking about outskirts. Like I'm talking about like North Dakota. You put all those people with the bombs in. So anybody from Canada, boom.
That's why you put the pawns in. Right? They're pawns.
Exactly.
Pawns.
I'd like to have an island situation. That's what I'm going.
That's smart.
Okay. I like Troy too with the high walls and the
ability. Gotta have
me
high
too.
Wall.
Yeah, you gotta
have I was never wall. Not having high walls.
No. But I like the idea of an island with a narrow strip of inroad headed to where my people live,
right,
and that I can explode if things hit,
yeah,
if
or,
shit
or
hits
throw
the bed.
Rocks on them from above.
Or like
yeah,
a
you
singular
have to go
bridge.
Through here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like a bridge, but you know, a little strip of land, whatever it may be, that leads to the elevated island where my giant walled up kingdom is.
Yeah,
and my people are the Ari Shaffir. Ear points.
Yeah,
you gotta make a small singular entrance. Even if you're coming by boat, it's gotta be like the only way you can dock. You can't scale these limestone walls. It has to be like one little funnel, and then the funnel is where there's just a bunch of. I would set up like Egyptian tomb style traps all over the place. I think that's the
and
way to
1,000 yeah. 1,000 archers. At the top
at
of
the
wall.
Ready?
At all times, yeah. Dude.
Just
at all
holding
time.
It back for,
yeah.
for months on end.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Shaking.
Yeah. Sir, can I let it go now? You shall not let it go.
I like all these ideas, but you're not putting in to the, you're not using the.
Tell me what I'm not doing.
Yeah, tell me how my imagination.
Classic Irish. Doesn't even let me finish the sentence.
Classic Irish. You're attacking my goddamn.
Here's the trick.
You both did it.
What do you got to say about it, Mom?
I'm just saying. You're not utilizing the word fantasy enough.
Oh.
There's a lot of things we can do that we're not thinking about. I'm thinking, because I'm the genius of the group.
Spell genius.
Come on.
Quickly.
Easy.
J. No.
Easy peasy.
G-E-N-U-I-S. I-U-S.
Keep going.
Genius. I-U-S.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't change how wrong you were the first time.
I get nervous. What I would do is I would have that new city that they're building in Dubai. You ever see that? Or something where it's like this long strip.
Yeah.
Of the, you got to look this up. Have you heard about this?
You know about this?
You know about this? You heard about this?
A city in Dubai?
There's either a city. It's either going to be in Dubai, but it's this new city that they're building. We're going to. Where it's like this long strip of like, it's not up. It's like that fucking way. So,
buddy,
I would
you're,
have
you're
that.
Describing
I would have that. Like, I'm you're bombing. Creativity. You're like, this yeah,
it's a long
the
strip.
There's a thing that exists.
It goes already.
You know how buildings go upsies? This one goes outsies.
Here's where the creativity kicks in. Force field around it.
Force field.
Mm.
That was a movie already, though. And TV
and
shows.
The Simpsons so, movie. Yeah.
Also, if That's you have movie. This in your fantasy world, it's got to be realistic in your fantasy. So. The rival also has force fields.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
we're peaceful people.
No, you're not.
You can't
read the scenario. Here's
you have to be bloodthirsty.
There's
I have scenario. To be bloodthirsty?
That
no,
you
I just have to
all protect. The time. They just said.
Oh, but I also like remember in
soldier rides away. That maybe that's about you and your kingdom.
No, the Jar Jar Binks
put a bunch
topic.
Of Jar Jars out there.
Put a bunch of Jar Jars out there.
Yeah,
because they have
they're
their,
annoying.
They're your city
greeters. Misa.
Oh, you're doing it for the warring. I'm doing
I like
the
it.
Annoying. If people are like, let's get in. The- oh nah.
Yeah,
nothing was more.
Hey, yeah, is it all like that in there? And there's just I have like fun house mirror set up, so it looks like there's millions.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like Naboo.
Yeah,
is what they called it.
Wow.
Naboo. I think. You don't know. Anyway, let's go to another question. Well, don't you?
Boo you.
You really, no. I got to tell you, Brendan, above any of us, you really used the fantasy part. Yeah. You really used it. Well,
yeah, you're a fucking island with water. Cool.
My giant island with a strip of land that heads up to its fucking impossible fortress of giant walls and my fucking people
and
down
archers.
There.
Don't
yeah,
forget,
and don't forget
thousands of archers. And the dragons.
His poo-pooing of your ideas is equally as funny
yeah, no.
as your anger reaction.
If it was a horizontal strip and nothing else, that's
I
the
feel like we should
fantasy.
Be looking this up. You know what I mean?
Looking what up?
Let's look
looking
up
what up? A strip of land
in Dubai or somewhere near there.
Boom. That's what they're creating.
What is it?
What is that?
It's going to be a city that's just going to be a strip.
But that's like,
so
that looks like a dining.
So
that looks like outdoor
surface.
Dining. They're just setting up outdoor dining.
Is that lining McDougal?
Look how big it is. Look at the trucks on the left.
Doesn't look that good.
Wait, so what's it do? Avoid the sandstorms or some shit? It's a below
I
ground?
Think so.
No, I think it just looks cool.
Dude,
I don't know.
I just turned down an offer for Dubai.
Really?
Yeah, it was
they
like,
wanted you to play
like,
in
they
that
want,
building.
They want to have you in May. And it was like, I was like, okay, like how much money is it? And they're like, it was like a normal amount of money. And I'm like, nah. That place is gross. It's gaudy.
Somebody said they were like, it is a...
It's got to be Bugatti
money. They said it's a clean, but way stricter New York City, like Times Square.
I've been to the airport.
It's just like, oh, what's the tallest building in the world? Let's just make a new one. They recreated the Louvre. Yeah. It's just like, there's nothing to it. It's just Vegas. It's just gaudy.
Do you know what's a sick city, though? Is in Japan, they're taking like this old Toyota plant, like a huge city-sized Toyota plant that's been abandoned for a long time, and they're actually creating the first ever self-sufficient, fully automated city. So all driving cars, everything is robots. There's 0% employment.
That's cool.
And they're just like basically as a social experiment, seeing what happens.
How do they get food? They
seeing
just the robots make
gets
food.
Completely out of control.
I mean, with Japan though, everybody lives in such strict order, and they're very respectful of each other. If it works anywhere, it would be there.
I have never been to Japan. I don't know anything about those people.
Okay,
but I'm
yeah, it would work there. They had tsunami.
Unlike Dubai, which he's a frequent traveler.
They had tsunamis, you know, in Japan.
Yeah.
There was an NPR like interview I saw. I'm cultured. And she was like, hey, you know, everyone's so orderly here and like you're lined up for food, you know, everyone's broke. But like, is that a testimony to how much you guys have come together as a society that you're so like, you know, doing this like by the book? And he was like, how else would it be? That guy wasn't here before.
Whoa.
And she was like, fuck.
That's you buy a plane ticket for that guy and go, I want to talk to you in a month. I'm buying you a ticket to New York. I want to talk to you in a month.
I got into a person-to-person argument with somebody getting onto the George Washington Bridge today because the word road was merging. And instead of putting any notification, instead of creating any kind of space, like no blinker, no nothing, he just started aiming his car at my car. Wow. Like he just kept moving over. And I just pulled down the window and I'm like, you are the decay of society. Like, you're the reason why nothing works efficiently.
You, sir, are a fool.
Yeah,
I hate it so much. It bothers me.
Yeah.
Tanya says,
says a lot of things.
Tanya does say a lot of things.
Yeah, Tanya's in.
Tanya's got a lot of these questions.
Hopefully, these are shorter than that other fucking idiot.
Here's a real short one. On the count of three, say one word. One, two, three.
Seven.
Farts.
I didn't know what anyone else said, so.
Yeah.
I said seven.
I said farts.
I said Brendan.
Oh, cool.
It's the only thing I could think of.
Nicole, what'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything in your head?
Pineapple.
Oh. Nicole, throw a speed spell question at Brendan, quick.
Brendan Airline.
Airline? A-I-R-L-I-N-E.
That's
wow. Good job.
Yeah, there you go.
Well done.
We like to do this thing called speed spell where you just spell something without thinking.
Well, yeah, I think he picked up on it.
Ari, spell necessary.
N-E-C-E.
You're already too
Ari out.
You're already too thinking.
Oh, you gotta go.
You're too thinking.
You're too thinking.
You're too thinking with the thoughts in the brain.
You gotta get out here. You start living down here.
Okay, who? This one comes from Brandon. Who is a bigger bumper sticker douche? Someone with a "it's a Jeep" thing you wouldn't understand, or a pet owner with a "who rescued who" sticker?
Oh,
wait,
Jeep thing for
Jeep
sure.
Thing you wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand.
Yeah,
Who Rescued Who is almost like tongue in cheek. You can be like, that's
it's a bit.
You go,
is it
cute?
I'm being ironic.
The way people talk about their rescue pets, though, is pretty nauseating. I mean, they act as Burr's bit, right? Where he's like, what are you hanging out of the helicopter, grabbing them off the side of a mountain?
Or the George Carlin thing about people that have those little families. Oh, bigger families just makes me want to drive into them more. Get me on board.
It could, if any of you had it, it's a Jeep thing, like T-shirt without a Jeep, that would also be ironic.
Yeah,
that'd be funny. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather hang out with the Jeep guy because even if he's a douche, he's got a Jeep that you can go off road.
Yeah, you can take your four wheel to the beach.
But if you're with some fucking, you know,
love this
ninny,
world you're in.
You guys ever go four wheel on the beach?
Yeah.
Driving on the beach, you'll never park a mile away and walk across hot sand ever again.
Feeny is one of the guys from Zoolander who's like bopping his head in the Jeep, like
spraying gasoline.
Yeah, you're the green guy.
Alexander Skarsgård, or what is it?
Yeah, he was a Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Can I just pause for a second and be like, Brendan, I know this is not the podcast, but like, that was a great head bob.
Oh, thanks,
it looked really like...
Yeah, you can pause to give a compliment.
I can't really do
it. Can you do it again?
It like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Right?
Maybe I'm like thinking about it.
Your
much.
Neck is on a hinge.
Yeah, it's like... And you
tell me about it.
I just tilt. You got it.
It's the bottom of the neck.
I think Feeny can also do it pretty well.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not as good, but good.
No. You look like a sandworm.
Forward, though.
You look like a worm coming out of sand.
That one, the forward one, is your wheelhouse. Yeah, that's good.
I just realized what Feeny looks like. Just your neck and your head look like a worm coming out of an apple.
He's a professor.
Watch the hitting the table. You're a professor. I love that you got
the
professor. He said professor.
They're always smart.
You're always smart. Glasses.
Yeah, well, how do you do that?
Photoshop it.
Yeah.
Feeny's face of wanting to hate that and then instantly being tickled by it was a real fun.
Yeah,
for sure.
There
it's a ride.
That's how good it was.
All right.
That's how good and smart I am.
Can I briefly tell you guys this story of what happened to me in Vegas? And even though it's supposed to stay there,
I've read the T-shirts.
I've seen their ad campaigns.
You start telling somebody something that happened in Vegas, two guys in hazmat suits drag you out. Yeah. You're like, what?
No, sir.
We told you. Yeah. It stays there.
Beat me to death in front of my kid.
Yeah.
But I. A guy, you know, a guy walks up after the show holding two cocktails in one hand. Uh-huh. Like, ooh, that's the level of like, hey, like finger gun and walking up.
Yeah, yeah.
And
finger gun and song it's not show. Love it.
Before we recorded also, Feeney had mentioned that he has like deja vu from this story, meaning that like I have told him this story, like I had the exact almost same experience. And so far it's hitting the nose.
So and this is all I wrote it down word for word how it, so I did a bit about having, you know, kids or having a kid, how it's like, you know, right now it's not the greatest, you know. So I go, I don't know how people have more than one kid. So he came up, the first thing he goes, hey, I'll tell you how you have two kids. You get tricked into thinking it's easy. And I go, oh, okay. And I go, how, from the first one, I get it. And I go, how old are yours? And he goes, 11 and 8. And I go, oh, nice. So, like, you did it now. Like, they're raised, you know? And he goes, yeah, well, now I'm divorced, so. And it just stared at me holding the drinks in silence. And I went, oh. And then he went, yeah, 15 years.
Oh,
wow.
And then just continued staring at me. And I went,
probably doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah. And I went, oh, I'm sorry. And then he goes, it's okay. I'm with a better younger one right over there. And then he goes, I go, okay. And he goes, which brings me to this guy. And then walked over to another comic to like side pocket them.
Wow.
But just the silence and the crushing of being like, yeah, here's how I had these two kids. Also, cost me my wife 15 years. And then just kind of stared off while I had to go, thanks for coming.
I feel like the math on that doesn't really work.
Why?
Did he just get divorced? You think Feeney's lying?
No, he was divorced 15 years.
No, he was married 15 years. His marriage of 15 years is now gone.
Oh, good for him.
Speed spell, boy.
B-O-Y. Come on. Come on. Don't insult me.
Speed spell basketball.
B-A-S-K-A-E-T-L.
Is it B-A-S Dave Attell in there? Yeah. All right. Cannon, speed spell ineptitude. Go.
Oh, Brendan.
Ineptitude?
Pass.
Fast. Go.
No, pass. I said.
Oh, pass.
Pass, pass.
Oh, that's so funny. I like added to your.
Ran out of batteries?
Oh,
you guys are on HDMI 1? That's fucking.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we have an upgrade too.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Over 1,000p?
Yeah.
That's great.
It was a long negotiation, but we got on.
You got the high tech here.
We got on.
That button got out of the wrong time.
That's right.
Keep it.
Tanya, what would be your elevator pitch to aliens for why they should abduct you? Why they should abduct you? What do you think? Anybody got anything?
I won't tell a soul.
You just start stroking their cocks. You're like, I'll say yes.
I would just say to them,
I'm interested in outer space.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you have any humans on board? I could give you a totally different perspective of
this planet. It would be cool to go up there, right?
Oh, it'd be like a consultant for Earth.
I get returned.
If I could promise, if I could guarantee a return and without any sort of like missing
That's the
limbs.
Thing is my big issue would be the return 45 years later.
Like that would be the feel like I'm
I
in it.
I assume it's an interstellar situation.
Yeah,
here. It's like
totally.
Gone and
you're back. You wake up in the morning feeling weird. Also, I'd be like, hey, I'll just answer your questions. You don't have to probe me. So you've been probing, but how about the psychological stuff? That I can just tell you the honest answer.
How much does a probe really like hurt?
I think a lot.
You think a lot? Why?
Well, I've never
Bend
had
over, we'll show you.
All the complaints.
Besides them putting something in your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what if it feels kind of good?
You think they designed it that way?
Yeah, you think with the high tech stuff, they could just come in and be like, the probe is like, it feels like a nice back scratch.
Oh yeah, almost like one of those like temperature guns. They could just be like,
yeah, I'm sure
they made their technology. Cough medicine tastes okay.
Do you think they use their slime to lube the?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
The thing.
Well, now we're getting into what do we think aliens look like? What do we think they are?
Yeah, what are your visions of what an alien looks like?
I think they're big bugs.
Independence Day type?
Oh, bugs.
Men in black?
I think they're men in black.
Like winged bugs?
Big cockroaches. Yeah.
I think they're just light.
Oh,
just weightless
that's
light.
Sweet. Like that Simpsons episode?
Yeah.
The X-Files episode?
I love you.
I just want to bring peace. I'm trying to bring peace. Kill him.
This is a drugged up Smithers.
Yeah.
Now, do you think they're a weightless light in terms of what we see and they're a projection of their body somewhere? Or is that just their existence? It's kind of like abstract energy that can coalesce into a thing if it needs to communicate
yeah,
with you?
Good question. Well, to answer that question, I don't actually think it was just something I thought of in the spot.
Spell it.
S-P-O-T.
I would have said IT. You said spell it.
Spell it. Oh, IT. That's good. All right.
I think last question.
Yeah, we got one more question. What are you thinking, Ari? What do you think of the show?
Stop asking him throughout the like show.
Why are you asking him?
Why?
It's fun. You guys got a good chemistry. I just think you need a rebrand to start it over.
How would you rebrand us?
First of all, rebranding. That's a wild pronunciation of rebrand.
Rebrand?
How would you rebrand us?
How would you rembrandt us?
Yeah.
Nuts. You guys all just let that go.
I was angry about it over here fighting. And then thank you.
Say rebrand?
Sometimes like, thank God someone stopped. Because you're like, sometimes you're like a bit like.
My mom used to say learner's permit.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people say permit.
I wanted to cut her clit off.
Like, what do they permit?
It enraged me.
Just a new name, and then
what's the name
group?
Are you good at names? I feel like you're good at names.
Why do you feel that? Interesting.
Your podcast name's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd let the internet do that for me.
Oh, phony.
I mean, I'm not going. I mean, like,
he's not walking around with
guy.
A shirt that says "I'm good with names."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck you, man. You broke my heart.
How dare you disappoint my expectations for you that I just made up on the spot.
I go around telling everyone, names. You know that podcast name of Ari's? He came up with it.
I think
let's see. What would be a good name? Question.
Do we keep the scenarios?
I don't know if you keep the scenario. Okay. You completely rewrite. It is good, but it's like, I don't know. It's just like, damn, how long can you be like lower middle before you're like, it ain't going to be a meteoric.
We're an above ground pool now. Yeah. There's no way to turn it into an in ground pool.
You're like a 3 pool world festival band, and you're like, that's unless you just started.
But we're on the billing.
Yeah,
I've seen really great bands. We're still sharing a bus on a festival.
Band of Horses.
Yeah,
but like you'll never be that.
I saw like Streetlight Manifesto at 3 p.m.
I don't know. Are You Garbage did it. They just eventually got to go, but they had a whole new show.
Yeah. Well, we got you as a guest. That'll launch us.
Yeah, that's a good dude. Get some good guests. Yeah. You weren't doing if a video we, before, right?
We have to.
We just started.
We've been doing.
Not true.
We've been doing video since day one.
We've been doing video
before we did audio.
This is a pre 9/11 podcast.
We made a bunch of terrible mistakes, like business wise, and it's really hampered us.
You sometimes learn, and sometimes you just keep perpetuating the same mistakes.
Yeah, and then you die.
And then you die.
Last question.
And that's the name of the podcast.
And then you die.
And then you die. All right, let's end on a banger here, dude. And let's give it to Tanya. She's the
another one from Tanya. I thought it was preferential treatment to the fucking.
Well, I mean, you could bounce around. There's questions from people all
let's
over.
Okay. One who's not. Yeah.
Alex the truck. No. Also. Here, this one comes from Cerna Style.
Okay.
What's more likely in 2023? Ari will convert back to Orthodox Judaism, or Brendan will file his taxes correctly. And I'll tell you what. I don't appreciate that one.
You don't like
it? Why'd you read it?
Because that's the only difference. Yeah, that's the only difference.
Why don't you like that one?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, it's definitely you.
Yeah,
the not funny answer is you doing that.
What do you? That'll happen.
I mean,
first.
Him doing his taxes would be very funny with a little green hat and a.
Well,
oh yeah.
And all, the green best visor. Part is Brendan submitting his taxes incorrectly, which would also be an indictment on his father because his father does his taxes.
It would mean it would mean he doesn't give a shit.
The whole Sagalo lineage are just dummies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd have a real. I'd be in a real DeRosa if you know what I'm saying.
Do we all have a tax guy?
Should we keep that in the show?
You can keep it.
All right, great.
we'll eventually talk about it. Why not be the first to it? We had a tax guy in LA. We all the comics used him, and he was just like, got any deduction we could. He was like, here's some clippings for fucking donations. We'll use that.
Sure.
And Duncan went in there once. He goes, hey, I've been paid like I don't know, W-4, whatever the one is where they don't take out any taxes.
Yeah.
So he goes, the whole year I haven't paid any taxes and I don't have any money. So I'm very worried.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, we'll get you your money back. He goes, no, there is no back. I paid nothing in. I only owe. He goes, well, get that money back. Like, I don't know why you keep saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Anyway, eventually that guy went to jail for tax evasion.
Nice. Oh,
wow.
And it didn't trickle down to
it
you.
It did
though.
Not. But we all got quite worried about it for a while.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
I need a good accountant. You guys got a good accountant?
I have a great one.
You have a great one.
Great.
What's his last name?
It's a woman.
Oh, wow. That is trust. Obviously, don't go there.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk after the show. You got someone.
We're leaving it there. That's business decisions with your cock is not the best way to go.
That's the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on, D.
Yeah. Thanks, Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
Buy his Beacon tickets. Watch Jew on YouTube. And,
We also watched Jew on YouTube.
You leave a comment that would imply that you listened to this podcast.
Yeah. Say 6 million was a bit exaggerated.
That'll be
Do not say that.
Bye.
Bye.